The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with
Robin Ellis.
Yes, Robin Ellis. And we're trying to train Robin a little bit during the show here this morning, so be patient with her, Robin. Would you like to give the phone number and the details of the muzzleloader contest?
Oh, you didn't even give me a heads up. Hold on. Okay, you have to call in to get in the muzzleloader contest. Last Saturday of the month, we give the muzzleloader away, but this Saturday, this week, it'll be the first weekend of December, right?
Why?
Because of deer season.
Correct.
And you call in, you talk to Alan, you can tell him whatever you want. You can tell him some things I've probably told him before, and you don't, we can't do that on the air. And then after you talk to him, you get entered into the contest, and all you have to do is call 410-922-6680.
Yep.
Or WCBM 680.
Very well done. Very well done.
Thank you.
Let's talk to Donna in Hamden. Hey, Donna.
Hi. Hi, Alan. Hey, congratulations on the grandbaby.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
I tell you, it's exciting. I just had my first grandson in September, and boy, is he a big one.
Yep, I get it. That's funny.
The reason I called is because I'm hoping you can tell me of a butcher that will butcher turkeys, and not only butcher turkeys, but also make, like, sausage.
Wow. And you're in Baltimore. You're downtown Baltimore.
I'm actually in Harford County.
Oh, Harford County.
I'm going to travel.
Okay. So you need somebody to butcher turkeys. You have live turkeys that you want them to butcher?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. I got it. We got your number, right?
Yep. Yep.
Let me call you after the show.
Okay.
Can I do that? Can I call you after the show?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. I'll be glad to do that. And are you willing to travel at all outside the county?
I am.
Okay.
I am. I'm definitely willing to travel. Yep.
All right, that sounds good. How many birds are we talking about?
Roughly 50.
50? Okay.
Yep.
All right, that sounds good. I will take care of that. Yes.
Call.
Huh?
I shall be waiting on your call.
Okay, thank you, Don. Appreciate that.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Never had somebody ask me about that.
That's a new one. We'll
That's
figure
a new
it
one.
Out.
Yeah. Yep, we'll take care of it.
There's a couple I'm thinking of, so we'll have to.
Yep. Russell's on the line. Good morning, Russell.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing well. You?
Fine. Congratulations on the new grandson.
Well, thank you.
Thank
Appreciate
you very much.
I wish you well. I have a question. Do you think there will ever be an elk system, an elk hunting system, hunting in Maryland?
No. Nope. They tried several years ago. Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation financed an effort to bring elk into Western Maryland, and they had the right people on the job. The meetings were all held, and it turned out that the Maryland Farm Bureau in Garrett County opposed. The only place we could put them is in Garrett County because of the wilderness out there. The Farm Bureau opposed it. County commissioners were on board, and when they got the pressure from the Farm Bureau, they said no also, so it was dead in the water out there. Okay. You need 6,000 contiguous acres to even think about introducing elk into the ecosystem. And I don't know if you know this or not, but Garrett County has one of their big agriculture crops is hay. They grow high quality hay, which is sold, you know, downstate to the horse community. And the farmers out there did not want a big animal, to be able to graze and bed down in their hay field. And they just said, we got enough trouble with deer and bear. We don't want any big elk out here, no matter what the economic benefits are to tourism or to hunting or anything else. It was, you know, it was shot down. So.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
So the answer to that is I don't see it happening anywhere in the foreseeable future. So.
Good enough. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Who's up next there, Chris?
Well, we have Charles, and then after Charles, we've got Luigi.
Charles and Luigi. Let's talk Charles. Charles, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing well. You?
Just great. I'm headed out trout fishing now, but I just want to snowball off that last caller real quick. Back in September, we took a ride up to Benzenette, Pennsylvania.
Benzenette, Pennsylvania, yep. Beautiful
and
place.
What a wonderful experience to go up there and observe their elk.
Yep.
It was really amazing. I'll never forget it as long as I live.
That's on the bucket list, buddy, to go to Benzenette. There's the. Did you visit the Elk Center up there?
Yes, I did. It was absolutely beautiful.
Where is that?
Benzenette, sorry. Pennsylvania.
It was so neat. I remember we were driving down a road, and there was one landowner there that had four huge bulls in his backyard, and it was really neat to see. It really was.
Yep.
But the reason why I was calling, I'm headed out trout fishing this morning, and there's a group of us that, you know, do a lot of trout fishing all over the state. And we got a lot of numbers this year. And my question to you is, the state stocks Rainbow and the Golden.
Right.
And I'm curious to know what you thought the ratio was Golden to Rainbow, because we caught a lot of fish, but we've only caught one Golden. So I was curious to know if
I don't know what the ratio is. I would. I'm just throwing this out there. Probably 1 in 100, maybe 1 in 500. I really don't know. A golden is basically a rainbow. It's a mutant rainbow where the mutant gene has been exploited. You know, it's genetically modified. Oh my God!
It's GMO.
It's a GMO trout.
Yeah. Anyway, you know what? Just one more quick point.
Yeah.
Several months ago, I was listening to you, and did I hear you say that you were from the Myersdale, Salisbury area of Pennsylvania?
Well, I worked in Myersdale and Salisbury. I lived in Berlin at the time, Somerset County. Yeah.
Oh, what a beautiful area!
Oh, no question.
My parents, my dad retired and moved up to Grantsville.
Okay.
Way back in the 80s.
Yeah.
So I spent a lot of time up there.
Sure. Did you ever go to the Maple Festival?
I'm sorry?
Did you ever go to the Maple Festival in Myersdale?
No, we never did go to that. We just spent a lot of time around there. That's for sure.
Yeah, Somerset County's big maple county, maple syrup producer. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Yeah. And then just a real quick thing, did you ever spend much time on the Castleman River?
Not a lot of time. I fished it, but never spent a tremendous amount of time.
One of the most interesting things that ever happened to me in my life happened in the Castleman River. We went up there turkey hunting a long time ago, and it hunted in the morning. In the afternoon, went and got something to eat. We were down in the Castleman waiting. My buddy was to the right of me, and he was casting, and I was casting, and I felt something hit me on the back of my hat. So I turned to him, and I said, "Lou, did you hit me?" And he said, "No." Well, I reached up, I took my hat off. Now, mind you, this is 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I pulled my hat down in front of my face, and I looked, and a bat had landed right on the back of my head.
Oh, my gosh. That's no good.
That was kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's not usually a good thing to have that happen during the daytime.
No, in the middle of a river?
Yeah,
in the middle of the afternoon?
Yeah. No. My dad hooked one time. We were fishing, also in Somerset County. But the Castleman River... when I was up there was unfishable. I don't know if you know about that recovery effort up there in the Garrett County, but those streams were all, acid runoff from the strip mines.
Yes, from all the mining.
Yeah, the strip mines. Exactly right.
Yeah.
Yep. And they've recovered nicely up there to the point where they can now support, trout fishing. Amazing. Yep.
Well, it's much better.
No thanks on the bat. You can keep the bats.
Yeah, keep the bat. But anyway, this is a great time of year to fish because there's deer hunting. So I'm going to go up here, and there's not going to be anybody there, and I'm going to feel great.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, an old buddy of mine, Butch Ward from up in anybody that's ever fished for smallmouth back in the day, Butch was he was the man, and he would say you guys are all crazy for going deer hunting. That's the best smallmouth fishing on the river in you know, that's the best time to go smallmouth fishing is Thanksgiving, deer season. So.
In fact, I had hired a guide years ago up on the Susquehanna, and I asked him what was his favorite time of year to fish. He said, I could narrow it down to my favorite day of the year to fish. And I said, what was that? He said, opening day of Pennsylvania gun season.
Yeah. So, exactly right.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway, thank you very, very much.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
My call. And I guess I got in for the muzzleloader, I hope, now.
Yeah, you're in as long as we got your number.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
You too.
Take care. Let's talk to Luigi. Luigi, good morning.
Now, first of all, the baby's name, the weight, and where was it born?
That's a question for Robin.
His first name is Jameson, and he was 8 pounds, 9 ounces, and he was born local to where we are.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So he was born in Easton?
Yep.
How about that? My daughter was born here in Easton.
Yep.
So it was my
daughter. And you live in Easton. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyhow, doesn't matter what color the trout are, they're delicious to eat.
Exactly.
I love them.
Trout?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love seafood.
Now, how do you prepare your trout? Now, we're talking freshwater trout, rainbow trout.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I pan fry mine.
You pan fry them? Okay.
Yes. How do you prepare yours?
I butterfly them, and then pan fry them as well. Do you know how to butterfly a rainbow trout?
I can do anything with them. I graduated from culinary college.
Then you know. Maybe you could teach me something.
I could teach you a lot of things.
Yeah, I bet you could. So.
And what I was going to tell them is sure. Are you going to the waterfowl?
No, probably not. No? Probably not. I mean, if we go, it'll be tomorrow, but probably not. So.
It's going to be crowded again this year. It's always crowded.
Yeah, for the most part. So,
I mean, you go, usually if you go a couple times, that's enough for me.
Yeah.
I like to go watch the dogs in action.
Right. Got it.
That's my favorite part. But just with everything that's been going on with this, everything around here, we just couldn't do it this year.
Nope.
Yeah, it's busy every year. All kind of things happening.
All right. The anything else there, Luigi?
Baby. Jameson.
Yep.
Irish whiskey.
That's exactly right, and it's spelled the same way.
Yeah, that's it, Jameson. I like that name. That's beautiful. All right, listen, you all have a great rest of the week, and get out there and hunt.
We're going to do that. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks. All right, bye-bye.
See you, Luigi. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Anybody else in line there, Chris? If not, we're going to take a break.
No, go ahead and talk about our sponsors.
I'm going to talk about Chesapeake Outdoors. Yes, indeed. You know, there's 20% off all tree stands. Now, if you're, you know, most guys put their tree stands up in the summertime, early fall. If they're not bow hunters, you know, they get out there. But 20% off, that's a pretty good deal. And that's on all ladders, climbers, and lock-on stands. So if you need to replace one or put one up, there you go. 20% off at Chesapeake Outdoors. Matthews, the new bows, the new 2020 Matthews are coming out next Saturday. So don't know if they'll have them in stock, but they'll at least know what's coming up. Raven crossbows, that's been the popular one. Can't keep them in stock. And then the Mission Sub-1XR is also a very accurate crossbow. But there's crossbows there by 10-point, Excalibur, Carbon Express, Barnett, to fit anybody's budget, no question about it. Now, it's waterfowl coming up here real soon. Largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area, all major brands, steel shot, gear, camo, decoys by Avery, Kent fast steel shot, banded camo, hip boots, waders, they've got all that. The firearms and ammunition by Remington, Chiappa, and Savage. Of course, the muzzleloaders and accessories, Thompson Center and CVA. Scent lock apparel for deer hunters. Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers, and much, much more. All at Chesapeake. Chesapeake Outdoors. Thousands of hunting accessories and fishing accessories as well. Located off Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road. Look for that sign on Kent Island at street address 1707 Main Street in Chester, Maryland. Their friendly staff is waiting to serve you today at 410-604-2500. Chesapeake Outdoors, first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. Now, let's see. We got something else here we got to talk about. Oh, there's a big auction today. No question about that. Don't miss this opportunity to own your own prime hunting property in Dorchester County. There's an absolute auction of 286 acres today on Stone Boundary Road in Cambridge, Maryland, and that's today at 1:03 in the afternoon. This farm is in the heart of prime Sycadeer territory. I don't have the address. I don't have the street address, so here's what you got to do. Get on Stone Boundary Road out of Cambridge and drive till you find the crowd of cars, and that'll be the auction property right there. So prime Sycadeer property in the heart of Dorchester County. Absolute auction, 286 acres of prime hunting property today, 1 o'clock. Now, you can check out the property on MarshallAuctions.com. That's MarshallAuctions.com for the absolute auction of 286 acres of prime hunting property in Dorchester County today at 1:03 in the afternoon. Do not miss this opportunity. Let's see. Chris, would you like me to talk about somebody else at this point?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that, and then okay. We'll go through our other sponsors,
right.
And then we've got a call.
Okay. Let's talk about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop. I talked to Mr. Clyde the other day. He liked his ad in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly magazine, and he particularly liked the fact that we talk about the guns that aren't in the ad on the radio show. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, Browning has stopped production on the BPS, the Browning Pump Shotgun. That's the one with bottom ejection. Clyde's has a number of the Browning Pump Shotguns in stock. If you like a pump, well, they're going to quit making them, so you might want to think about getting one. They also have stopped making the AB3 combo gun. This is the gun that comes with the factory-installed Nikon Buckmaster scope. Okay? He's got those in a variety of calibers, so you might want to consider that as well. Now, they've been replaced in the ad by the Stalker Long Range, which I talked about in the first hour, and then there's also a new Browning automatic rifle in the Hell's Canyon Speed series. So that's another one we'll talk about later, is the Hell's Canyon Long Range, Macmillan, and Speed rifles, high-powered rifles by X-Bolt, Browning X-Bolt. There you go. So, why not stop by your full-line Browning dealer? That's Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number there is 410-242-6108. Clyde Sports Shop, your Browning hunting headquarters. We'll be right back after these messages.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com, and Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay
Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other has to say. Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Never ever thinking there was danger in the water they were drinking, they just guzzled it down. Never dreaming that a scheming sheriff and his posse was watching them and gathering around. Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, jumping fences, dodging trees and trying to get away. Contemplating nothing but escaping, finally making it. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
All right, oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
I have to watch it on that song. I have to watch it. That's one of my favorite songs, and I started singing it.
You're not
sitting here. No, not unless you want to get taken off the air.
Why?
I can't carry a tune in a bucket, wheelbarrow, or a dump truck.
Oh.
And you know it, because you've tried to help me.
I know, but I like your singing. So. Let's talk to Tim. Morning, Tim.
Ooh, good morning. It sounds like Robin has the same singing prowess as I do.
Oh, it's horrible. He tried once to try to teach me how to do, what was it, scales?
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't go real well.
Oh, well.
Not me. No.
So what's up there, buddy?
Hey, I was calling to get into the muzzle loader contest.
You are in.
And came down your way last week on Wednesday and did not have a great day other than the company that I had.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Chuck and
Chuck Prawl. Chuck's been around for, is he 100 yet?
No, Chuck is 90 or 91.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He used to write for the Fish Finder magazine and the other couple of the other publications that I was involved with. So hope he's doing well.
Oh, Chuck, I remember that name.
Chuck is doing real well. He says that he's only good for about 4 hours on the water.
Yeah.
Won't fish on rough days because hurts his neck.
I don't blame him. Still at 90, I'll be just glad if I'm still fishing.
Glad you're on the water.
Yeah.
As well me. He gets around just as well as anyone 3/4 of his age and very sharp in mind and still got his quick wit.
He always had a quick wit. You know, his wife at one time suffered Guillain-Barré syndrome, but she, like I did, but she was paralyzed, I think, from her neck down with that. You know? Did you know that, Robin?
No, I did not.
Yeah. Yep, Guillain-Barré, that's not a fun disease. It came up again when we got our pertussis shot. They asked if anybody had any underlying symptoms when we got our pertussis shot here recently, having to do that
parents and grandparents and everybody else has to get.
Y'all got to get a pertussis shot.
I don't know how any of us survive. When I listen to the things they tell her she's got to do, we all might as. I can't believe that we haven't been extinct for years. Because you would think we would have just killed everybody.
Yeah, health care is above and beyond. But anyway, well, I'm glad you got a chance to share the boat with Chuck. But you didn't do so well. What were you after, actually?
We were going after rockfish, but Chuck seems to think that the menhaden had left and the rockfish were right on their heels. There were some schools of like last year's young of the year fish around, but
right.
Nothing on the keeper side, but he did jig up some white perch as well.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, Dave Levy sent us. Dave Levy's owner of Bay Country Bakery down there in Cambridge. He sent us a gorgeous picture. It looked to be about 28 inches long. Beautiful striped bass that he jigged up the other day. So, they're there. Just got to find them. And then Captain Dawn, what day were you out?
Wednesday.
Yeah, Captain Dawn was out Thursday, and he got a picture of a beautiful striped bass in the back of his boat that looks to be well over 2 feet.
It's a different story. Should have been here yesterday.
Yeah, should have been here tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, all right, buddy. We appreciate it. We got to move along.
Okay, Alan.
Tim, you take care.
Robin, and you all have a good day.
Thanks, Tim. See you, buddy. Let's talk to Fran. Hello, Fran.
Hello.
Hi, Fran.
How you doing, girl?
Yes, good morning, you two. It was so great to hear Chuck's hunting story with the bears.
Oh, my gosh,
that was amusing and funny.
Yes.
But also a call to congratulate you on the grandbaby.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. We are ecstatic.
I know you got to be. Listen, I have a message for Jameson, right?
Mm-hmm.
His name? Okay. I have a message for him. Welcome to the world, Jameson. You picked a great family. Men that will show you the way and women that will nurture you every day. You are surrounded by love from people you don't even know. We wish you the best as we watch you grow.
That's lovely.
I love it. I'm going to get that off the podcast and tape it.
Okay.
Yeah, we need to do that.
Well, that's it. That's it for him. He's on his way. The next generation.
That's true.
That's true. And like I said, Alan's already singing a nursery lullaby to him about fish, taking him fishing. So it's
imagine being a baby trying to figure out who's who.
Yeah,
that's terrible.
Suddenly,
Yep, exactly.
You look at his eyes, and he can't see you that well yet, and you're just looking. But he looks at you still with his love in his eyes, and it's just so cool.
Well, yep. That's life. It goes on.
I sang him the same song I sang to Jacob 20 years ago tomorrow. And if I get up my nerve, I'll sing it here in a minute. So.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Have a good one. Enjoy.
Thanks,
Fran. You have a super day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. I think we have Bob on the line. Hello, Bob.
Alan?
Yeah, man.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning.
Morning.
Congratulations on that grandbaby.
Thank you so much.
This is Bob from Edgemere.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to get into the muzzleloader contest. And just to let you know, I went down to Clyde's yesterday to get some slugs for my slug gun.
Right.
I was down there, and a fella stopped in, and he started talking about snakehead fishing down at Blackwater.
Right.
And sound like this guy is just tearing them up. Then some big fish, too.
Sure.
So I may have to take next Saturday off from hunting. Take a ride down.
Go down and do some snakehead fishing. Yeah.
I think so.
I got
it
you.
It just perked my ears right up when he started talking about it.
That's pretty funny. Yeah.
So, anyway, I just wanted to get in the muzzleloader contest, Alan.
You are in it.
Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call there, Bob.
You have a wonderful day.
Yep.
You too.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, apparently we underrated Dave Levy's striped bass a little bit. He never told us what it was.
Well, I thought it was bigger than what you said. And
I figured said 28.
I know. I figured you were going to hear because I thought it was bigger than 28.
31.
Yeah, I was figuring over 30.
Well, why didn't you say so?
Because you had already made a statement, and I didn't want to contradict you.
I'm pulling up the half acre right now.
Oh, brother. All right. Who's on the line there, Chris? Oh, there went Bob. I think Bob finally hung up. So,
Chris? We have Barbara.
Ah, okay. Barbara, good morning. How are you?
Well, I feel like I've just died gone to heaven because I woke up early this morning to hear all about this hunting that you guys are talking about. Congratulations on the grandbaby.
Thank you
so much.
But I got to tell you, the reason I'm calling is kind of selfish reason I'm calling, because I just cooked the last of my ground deer. I have given a lot of venison, but hunting, the hunters that I normally get meat from have not been going out as much, and I just wanted to know, where would you recommend I can go and get it?
You can't.
Buy it, where it's ground.
You cannot.
I'd like to get some shanks. I saw a recipe on YouTube of what to do with those shanks, cooking it low and slow.
She can't go buy it, but if
no,
she has somebody...
you cannot buy venison, but you need to find somebody who is a hunter to provide you with it.
Can she call some of the butchers to see
somebody?
No, not to buy it.
Well, you know, okay, so you're saying that I need a hunter. Okay.
You need to contact a hunter.
Baltimore needs some venison.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And you need to do that. And the reason I don't like to hear about selling venison or that type of thing, and we don't talk about it, it's not that, you know, I'm afraid to talk about the subject. It is illegal for our listeners it's illegal for you to go to attempt to buy venison. It's illegal for the butcher to sell it. It's illegal for you to buy it.
Is that because it's almost an endangered species or something?
No, not at all. Not at all. But what happens is, if you get into that, you get into what's called the black market in illegal sales of venison. And people who will, and this happens, people who will try to provide for that market will poach those animals. They'll kill them illegally. So we don't want to encourage any of that, and that is the reason that venison sales are illegal.
I know they are.
I'm glad to find that out. Thanks for letting me know. And for anyone who knows my voice, I normally call in to Sean and Frank. And
I got it. Sure.
Yes. Call the station.
All right. We've had these requests before, and so somebody's willing to donate some medicine, they can call Chris and give Chris their number if they want to share that information with you. How's that?
Well, they can rest assured it will not be wasted.
No, no question. I understand that. Very nice. Okay, Barbara.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
I have a legal question.
Bye-bye.
Okay. This is a legal question.
A legal question. Okay.
If somebody offers to pay for the butchering, if somebody gets a deer.
Sure.
That's the reason I was saying, if somebody's saying, I've got a deer, I want to donate to somebody, and somebody calls the butcher to ask, is there anybody? I'm saying, if you can't do that. That's illegal.
No. I mean, if you want to go visit the butcher, go visit the butcher. But I don't want to open up our butchers that advertise in our magazine to any of these calls about people wanting to buy venison, because it can't happen.
No, I'm not. Okay. We're not on the same page.
I'm trying to work it from the other end, Robin. I want the hunters to step up.
That's what I'm saying. If a hunter has a deer, okay, I'm done.
I get it. And they will do that. The hunters will do that for the butchers, no question. But I would rather see a hunter make a direct communication with their neighbor or friend. I don't want to promote the trafficking. And I understand your point, and I'm not arguing with you.
I was just asking a question.
I get it. I understand that. And I'm not upset.
So, how about them O's?
Yeah, Chris, good point.
We've got Larry on the phone, and at the same time, too, we need to talk about some of our sponsors.
Let's talk to, let's see who we have left here. I know who we need to talk about. We need to talk about Dave Levy.
And there you go.
Yeah.
Bay Country Bakery.
Bay Country Bakery, yeah. We had some Bay Country donuts last weekend at the hospital we did. So when I'm on Route 50 and we're heading to the deer stand or duck blind or just headed through the area, you know, we just can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery and we'll grab a donut. What was that donut you had the other day?
I don't remember.
It was some special donut. I know your mom likes maple donuts.
Right. I can't remember the name of it.
Okay. But it was good. They're all good. So, anyway, Bay Country Bakery, we'll stop for a donut or a sandwich, and Bay Country Bakery has the most delicious fresh-baked donuts and pastries and cookies and breads on the Eastern Shore. Enough for everyone in camp, enough for the nurse's station, enough for your party, enough for, you know, whatever you want to do. Just go in there and get it. Cookies and breads and everything else. And they serve a great breakfast, 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday, all day Saturday, even after your morning hunt from 11 to 2. During the week, you can grab a tasty lunch. To find Bay Country Bakery, do what I do. Just look for the big donut on the side of the building. It's a big pink frosted donut with sprinkles about 10 feet high. The chocolate donuts on the highway sign. Dave and Gina Levy, your host, are trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50. Think Big Donut. Visit their website or like their Facebook page. That's Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there.
Yeah. Well, south winds taking over, trying to warm things back up for the weekend. Our average high, 59 degrees, and we might get there tomorrow. Below average all day today, though. 46 degrees our high this afternoon. Low tonight down to 37. Not quite as cold as last night. Partly cloudy Sunday, 58, and we'll top 60 on Monday. Pretty strong cold front advertised to come to Baltimore Tuesday with rain showers. High of 50, and we're down into the 20s Tuesday night. I'm meteorologist Scott Laurie, more from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com, and Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Hey, let's take a look at Clyde Sports Shop again, and let's look at a couple of autoloader shotguns. There's the A5, the fastest, most reliable, fastest cycling, most reliable, best balanced and softest shooting recoil operated autoloader on the planet. Comes in shadow grass blades, DuraTouch camo by Mossy Oak, 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee. The A5. It ain't your grandpa's A5. It's been totally redesigned. The Gold Light 10 gauge. Now, if you're after snow geese and you want to reach out there a little bit further, the gas operated autoloader has a 3.5 inch chamber. composite stock with a DuraTouch armor coating, Mossy Oak camo, and it comes with three standard Invector choke tubes as well. Then there's the Maxxis. Maxxis is available in 3 or 3.5 inch chambers. The new power drive gas system reduces recoil. This firearm, this Maxxis shotgun autoloader, was designed for waterfowl hunting protection. So if you're a waterfowler, go to Clyde's, take a look at all three of these semi-automatic shotguns, put them to your shoulder. You might like the Maxxis over the A5. You might like the A5 over the Gold Light. I don't know. But they're all available at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Tamas Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. They're full-line Browning dealer, 410-242-6108. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, and gunsmithing as well at Clyde's Sports Shop. All right, we got to go to the line. Let's talk to Larry. What's that?
Commercial.
Oh, well, go ahead and do that. I'm sorry.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, let's talk to Larry. Hello, Larry. Hello, Larry. Do we have Larry on the line?
I guess Larry couldn't stay with us.
Larry, you'll have to call back to get in the contest. Let's talk to Mike then. Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing, Mike?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Not much. Hi, Miss Robin. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Just fine. I'm headed to Liberty Reservoir to do some fishing, try to get Mom a fish dinner for the night.
Oh, there you go. What are you after?
Actually, she's not real picky. Maybe some white perch or a walleye.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
I would love some white perch. You know, I didn't have perch this year.
Oh, yeah.
No, we need to get some.
White perch is my favorite.
Yep, they're very
walleye.
Good. No question.
She likes walleyes.
So do I.
I've never had walleye.
I like walleye better than almost anything.
Actually, a striper, a young striper's pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah, not
bad. Anyway, like I said, we're not picky.
you just like
that
fish.
Yeah. I'll fish dinner once in a while.
Yeah, why not? I hear in the background.
Yeah.
Well, good luck on that. Now, you use live bait or artificials?
Nah, I'm going to go out there and... I'm going to go out there and fish with some blade baits. It might be a little early, but I'm going to try it anyway.
Give it a shot, man. Give it a shot.
Yeah. Well, I'll ride around and look for a school, a white perch, and there's always a stupid one in a school. You know how that is.
That's true.
Yeah.
See what happens. Well, nothing wrong with that. Give it a shot.
I'll tell you what, it's chilly this morning. I'm glad I got my hand warmers.
I know.
Yeah, I know. It's 28 here. I had one caller say it was what? 19?
Yeah, 19 where he was. And when we came back to the back room, we hadn't turned the heat on back here. It was only 51 degrees back here.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm on Liberty Road and it's 20 degrees out near Woodbine.
Wow. Well, enjoy it, buddy.
All right, buddy. Take care.
I hope you're not ice fishing today.
Nah.
All right, let's talk. All right, Mike. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Have a great day.
Good to hear from you. Yep. Yep. Let's talk to Emmett. Good morning, Emmett.
Hey, good morning, Alan. Alan, I heard you guys talk about what people, deer hunters, or people like deer need to be doing with their meat. And I just went and put a plug again in for the farmers feeding the hungry.
Farmers and hunters feeding the hungry. That's right.
Because last year, I mean, they donated like over 200 pounds of venison to our group that feeds the homeless.
Indeed.
That's perfect.
Yep. Farmers and hunters feeding the hungry. That's right. They work with the local butchers to supply mostly nonprofit organizations, soup kitchens, and charities that support the people that need food. And they work with the Maryland Food Bank.
They've been good to us. You know, we cut them a check for some money, and
it's
been great. Not only did we use it, but we gave it to some needy people. So
that's the idea. Yep, that's a good resource. Farmers and hunters feeding the hungry. I don't know that they do individual contributions, but if you have an organization, they're more than glad to work with you for sure.
Well, Alan, you have a great day.
Thanks, Emmett. I appreciate it. Take care, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We have Ken on the line. Good morning, Ken.
Yeah, hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
What's up?
I'd like to enter the muzzleloader contest.
You are in.
Sounds good.
You have
a great show. I listen to it every weekend. Starts off my weekend.
Ah.
Oh, that's great.
I'm glad to hear that. I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you so much.
Okay.
You have a great weekend yourself. Thanks, Ken.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Anybody else on the line there, Chris? Anybody else on the line there, Chris?
Chris must be screening a call.
He's screening a call. While he's doing that,
we got Captain Don.
Oh, okay. I didn't catch that you said that, but I'm sorry about that. Let's talk to Captain Don. Good morning, Captain Don.
Good morning, good morning. Congratulations on the new edition.
Thanks so much.
Getting ready to step onto the boat and go out for a half a day.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
You enjoy that. I see they're there wherever you're fishing. You're sending me the picture, the screenshots of these, the depth finder, so it looks like you got them located.
Yep. I sent you a picture earlier of,
how big was that fish?
I think it was 29 incher.
29? Yeah. I said it was over 2 feet, so. Robin is much better judge of character, of a fish picture on how big the fish is than I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said Dave Levy's fish was 28. She said, I knew it was over 30. I figured you'd hear from him. So it was 31.
Yeah.
And then I didn't know how big yours was. I said it was over 2 feet. So
I couldn't fight that one.
28. That's good.
Well, it's 33 degrees here at the dock, and we're going to be shoving off. So
enjoy yourself. Thank you, buddy. We'll talk
soon. Have a great time.
Yeah, man. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Don. Bye-bye. Thank you so much.
And we have Mason on the line.
Mason's on the line. Okay, let's talk to Mason. Good morning, Mason.
Good morning, you folks. You say good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I am absolutely dandy. Congratulations on the grandchild. That's always a wonderful thing.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I'm down here in Ocean Pines. I'm born and raised in Easton, and you're talking about the Waterfowl Festival. And I have a sister that's passed away, unfortunately, but she won the oyster shucking contest up there many, many years ago.
Oh, wow.
Good
for her.
Against all the local watermen. So there's a big story about that. But just calling in to get in on the muzzleloader there, and you guys have a great show.
You are in.
Thank you so much.
Sir.
Great show. Love it. And I have a sister named Robin, so that always brings happiness to my heart.
Oh, good. Glad to hear that.
That's a good name. I like it.
Yes,
me too. Well, listen, you guys take care. Got a great show.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks.
Appreciate
it. You have a wonderful day.
All right, Mason. Yeah. Take care. Bye. Bye-bye. All right. I think we're about out of time, aren't we, Chris?
Yes, we are. We have about 2 minutes. And
well, let me talk about Chesapeake Outdoors
one
more time. How's that sound? Hey, guess what? Chesapeake Outdoors is first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, and there's a reason. They're your waterfowl headquarters right there in Kent Island. Largest selection of waterfowl calls in the region. All major brands. They've got steel shot and gear and camo. They've got the Avery decoys, the fast steel by Kent Cartridge, the banded camouflage for waterfowl hunting, and scent lock apparel, too, for the deer hunters as well. It keeps your scent from getting out into the wild there. Firearms and ammunition from Remington, Chiappa, and Savage. And muzzle loaders by Thompson Center and CVA. Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers, and a very large selection of camo clothing and boots. Thousands of hunting accessories. They have their new T-shirts out, too. You might want to stop and get one of those with a lab on it. They're cool looking. On the archery side, they got 20% off of all tree stands, all ladders, all climbers, all lock-ons. The new Matthews will be coming out next week. The Raven R26 and R29 crossbows, the Mission Sub 1XR, and a bunch of other crossbows from other manufacturers. Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road is how you get there. That's the exit off Route 50, 39B, Dominion Road. Street address is 1707 Main Street in Chester, Maryland. 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. And that'll about do it for us, Chris, right?
We got about another minute.
Another minute.
Uh-huh.
Robin, you want to talk about anything for another minute? No?
I can't think of anything.
Want to talk about your grandson?
No, because all I can keep saying is he's wonderful, but it gets a little boring, I guess.
Well, he is wonderful.
He is.
Your first grandson.
I know. I'm very excited.
You should be.
I didn't get to see him yesterday, and I missed him already.
Well, you'll get to see them today or tomorrow, that's for sure, no question. So, probably today, I would guess, right?
Probably. We'll
probably,
see.
Yeah, I got it.
We'll see.
Got it. Well, Chris, you enjoy your adventures if you get out there this week, and I'll be talking to you, I'm sure. We're coming up. Geez, we're only like 3 weeks from deer season. Is it that long?
I was thinking we're only 3 weeks from Thanksgiving. You're 3 weeks from deer season.
Well, that too. But, I mean, that goes unsaid. Everybody knows about Thanksgiving, you know. But our people are more focused on deer hunting, you know.
Yep, so, you're right.
So we've got some stuff to do back here in the back room to get ready for Thanksgiving, don't we?
Yeah, we might be doing Christmas back here. Instead.
Christmas.
I was going to say, I guess you just found out about that.
Well, I know about Christmas.
We might just skip Thanksgiving and go out to dinner.
There you go.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. So. All right, Chris, good job today. Thank you for all the callers. We had a lot of callers today.
It was very nice today.
Yes, it was.